Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. The spring high school sports season is underway. The Sherrard softball team, as we talk on this Thursday, they've been able to play a couple of games, and we're joined by senior second baseman Tegan Neese. So how are you approaching this senior season last year of Sherrard Tiger softball? What about that?
No, I'm just leaving it all on the field this year. Nothing to lose.
So the Tigers have won one and lost one, and against Western Big Six opponents, you beat Moline, you lose to Sterling. Tell us a little bit about kind of the expectation this year. What do you think of this group?
I think there's a lot of talent over here at Sherrard. We're very overlooked, I feel like, and we can't wait to make some head turns toward our way. I think we're still figuring out how to get our groove going, but I'm excited to see how far we grow and learn.
All right, so you're a great story, a kid that was diagnosed with cancer her sophomore year. You had to battle that, received treatment, and of course that's in your rearview mirror now. Tell us a little bit about that experience for you. And what was the thing you learned the most? I mean, was it a situation where you have to persevere both, you know, mentally and physically, especially as just kind of a high school kid? What about that experience? What can you share with us in regards to that?
Yeah, so I actually didn't have a freshman sophomore season either because of COVID. And then right before my I didn't have a freshman season because of COVID. And then right before my sophomore season, I was diagnosed with cancer. It was Hodgkin's lymphoma stage 2. And I just had to be mentally and physically tough. I mean, long days in the hospital regarding me laying in a hospital bed and hearing all those noises. I just had to know, like, it was for the better and I was going to get better one day. And then physically tough. That's probably the worst you can make a person feel ever, is putting them through that medicine. So I'm constantly not feeling like myself. I had to just take some naps and know that it was going to get better eventually.
So you can offer advice to people that maybe are going through some type of sickness. It may not be cancer, but it can be something else. Is there a key for you, a key for somebody to get over it? Or what is the advice that you have? Because you mentioned, you know, it's both mentally and physically. You've been through it, you know, the war on your body, the war on your mind. What advice do you have for people out there that maybe are dealing with something like this? And let's face it, you're just a young kid when this happened to you.
Yeah. The best advice I would give is just to lean on the people around you. They're there to support you and help you through anything. So just know that you're never alone and someone's always there to have a shoulder to lean on.
All right. So that's all behind you now, right?
Yes.
And I'm assuming maybe you approach life a little bit differently too, right? There's a lesson to be learned there in, I guess, maybe appreciating every moment. Can you kind of speak to that? Because I have to believe there were a lot of worries when you were first diagnosed.
Oh, yeah. My main life lesson is to live every day to the fullest. I said that as soon as I was diagnosed because you just never know what can happen. I didn't expect that to happen to me, so after treatment, I have been living every day to the fullest, chasing my dreams and mainly doing what I want to do.
Now, this is really neat because we always look, what's the positive side to this story? And I was talking to you off the air and you say, well, how can there be something positive when a kid is diagnosed with cancer? Well, the kid recovers. That's great. Mm-hmm. And then the kid wants to serve, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, your professional ambition and what you're planning to do with your life.
So after I graduate high school, I plan to attend University of Mississippi to start my 12-year path journey of getting my doctorate to be a pediatric oncologist.
A 12-year path.
Oh, yeah.
A pediatric oncologist. And the reason for that, right? Is because the experience you went through, is that right?
Yeah, I always said I wanted to give back some way, and so this is probably the best way I could give back.
Well, what a great story that is. All right, tell us a little bit about kind of your goals and your ambition, just primarily as it relates to this high school softball season. So what is Tegan Neese, what's the legacy you want to leave with Sherrard Tiger softball, I guess? That's how we can finish this conversation today.
Okay. I just want to learn from every game, you know, not make the same mistakes, and definitely be able to be someone that the underclassmen can look up to. They, you know, they can come talk to and be a leader for them throughout this high school season.
All right. I ask a lot of kids that play softball, do you have a favorite dugout softball cheer? Do you have one or not?
I don't. I love all the cheers.
Okay. All right. So I can say now batting pediatric oncologist and second baseman Tegan Neese. Great talking with you, and enjoy the rest of your senior season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.